Reinhardt is on that. Reinhardt, your son Porrig is being cared for by carers. So, unfortunately, you have a lot of experience. What have you learned?
Good afternoon, Joe. Yeah, I mean, we look after Porrig at home. He has a very severe brain injury. This is a very complex case to be looked after. He's non-verbal and can't move, can't help himself, but he can eat and drink. And but he needs to be, you know, looked after by people who have the necessary background and experience and qualifications. And when Porrig was he was assessed at the NRH and for an intensive home care package and came home. And in our case, it's not so much the number of hours or the home care package that the HSE is providing, but it's how that is being implemented. And what we found with the agency that is implementing it is that they have great trouble doing that, and they are doing it in a way that we haven't really been happy with. You know, we thought that it would get better, but in fact it really got worse over the last, you know, over the years, so over the last 2 or 3 years.
And would you have the same people? Is there consistency in who is caring for Porrig?
There are some carers that are really, really excellent, and they have stayed with us. Other carers where we said, you know, they don't really work out, and then one or two carers maybe have left over the 2 or 3 years. But when the agency tried to replace them, they told us that they have a terrible problem finding carers, and they introduced carers into us, and we said, well, we would like to talk to them before they start working here. And what we found in some cases is that they had no qualifications or very few, virtually no experience at times, and we were really surprised and shocked by people that were sent to a very complex case, you know, without you know, some of your callers have said that, you know, they're sent to homes and to places where they didn't get any or very little information about what they were going to find. And that
is most bizarre in an era of instant smartphone communication, documents flying at the speed of sound and beyond between computers and iPads, that simple things like communication have not been speeded up. It's just incredible. You say somebody broke equipment in your house and there was a dispute over it. What happened there?
Well, it was a relatively small part of equipment, but it's kind of a matter of principle. You thought about, you know, if it can't be thought, if it's a small part, you know, what happens if it's a big bit of equipment or if something happens to Porrig? What happened was that, you know, a carer broke something, and we expected it was going to be replaced by the agency, and they didn't. And then we asked the HSE. The HSE said they didn't have anything to do with it. Then I contacted HICWA. They said they didn't have anything to do with it. So there's no oversight of home care. There's no regulation for home care in this country.
So you're saying you were in dispute. The issue, in one sense, is dispute resolution. You were in dispute with the home care provider that was being paid by the HSE. And when you were in dispute with them, you went to the HSE and said, they said, it was nothing to do with us. And you went to HICWA and they said, it was nothing to do with us.
Yeah. So what I did then is the agency was not going to do anything. So I went to the small claim courts and filed a complaint, and then they issued a summons to some paperwork to the agency, and then they paid before I went to court. But you know, you expect care. You know, you don't expect you to have to go to a court to make a care agency.
But as you say, the point there is who was regulating this? Okay, say what is 5-1.
There's no regulator. Okay. You know, there's no regulation for home care in Ireland. There's nothing. Carers do not formally need education. I mean, a lot of care agencies require that from them, or at least they say they require it. In practice, it's very different. But there is no regulation. The Department of Health carried out a public consultation, you know, where in their questions they said, well, do you think the home care sector should be regulated? Do you think home carers should be required to have some qualification and experience? They don't. There's no legal requirement for them to have that at the moment, and there's nobody implementing anything at the moment, so there's nobody looking after that sector at all.
Okay, stay with us. 51551, joe@rt.ie.